guitars, lessons, repairs, vinyls. These are a few of my favorite things, and I'm guessing they might be yours as well. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal. I know for a fact that they are a few of the favorite things of my guest, Bill Furby of Cincinnati's Herzog Music. Bill, welcome. Let's get caught up with Herzog.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
How long since Herzog opened its doors?
It's been mid-July. And we've been awful busy since then, and hopefully a whole lot busier in the new year.
Is Herzog Music a store, a museum, a studio, all of the above, some of the above?
It's an amalgamation of all of that. Obviously, the second floor is the space where there was a recording studio from 1945 until 1955, where a lot of the early King Records artists would record, as well as non-King artists such as Hank Williams, Flatten Scruggs, and Bull Moose Jackson recorded in the space. For the last 8 or so years, that's been the headquarters for the Cincinnati USA nonprofit Music Heritage Foundation that had always been open to the public and spreading the word about that history. Eventually, a few of us, toward the beginning of last year, decided that it would be sort of fun to pursue a music store concept. And as that came together, space downstairs from the nonprofit space became available, and it made sense to have that there and to tie in the nonprofit foundation as well. And we were limited to, due to everyone's schedules, having about maybe every 3 months or so an event that we'd have open to the public to share a little bit about our story, to have musicians in playing. But since the store opened downstairs, we've been able to amplify that, and we now have about 4 or 5 events every month. Almost always free and open to the public, all ages. I make sure that at least one event every month is kid-friendly. We've had musical puppet shows and toddler jams. Speaking of, we have a toddler jam coming up. It's our next event, Saturday, January 13th, and it's hosted by Augie and Sean Guile. Sean, many folks in this area particularly might know Sean as a member of the Tillers.
One of the brothers, the Guiles and Mike. So is Augie his son?
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what does Augie do? What's his part in the toddler jam?
The last one that we did, it was really cute. Augie showed up with a wash bucket bass, the metal wash bucket and the stick and the rope going from the end of the stick down to the wash bucket. So that was kind of fun.
So if someone wanted to bring their kids down, and who wouldn't on a cold January Saturday morning, how would they go about reserving a space? Are there tickets? Is it free?
Well, at present, it's free and open admission. We haven't had any issues with that. It's nice to see the room fill up with 50, 70-some folks. That event is sponsored by the Play Library downtown and Eli's Barbecue.
And instruments to share.
That's true. In particular, with the assistance of the Play Library, they provide a big bin of guitars and ukuleles and things like that that the kids can really get to interact with.
So that's the Toddler Jam happening on Saturday, January 13th at Herzog, 11 o'clock till noon. Where are you guys located?
We're at 811 Race Street, downtown Cincinnati.
And coming up later that week on the 18th, something a little sweet. Cincinnati candy, a sweet history. I had no idea that Cincinnati was a big candy town.
Well, we're going to learn all about that. Local author Dan Wollert recently published a book about Cincinnati's candy history, and I approached him and said we'd love to have a book signing. This may be new territory for us with the space. And I told him he was free to offer some fun facts, you might call them, that he could share in regards to Cincinnati's candy history intersecting with its music history.
That's author Dan Wollert talking about Cincinnati's candy history on Thursday, January 18th at Herzog Music. Think he'll be passing out any free samples?
Well, I hope so. One of our co-presenters for that event will be Grateful Grahams.
That's happening on Thursday, the 18th. The following Thursday, the 25th, something pretty interesting, something a little more geared towards the professional or seriously amateur musician, alternative tunings workshop.
Yeah,
talk about that.
Yeah, Marjorie Lee is going to be exploring some of the common alternative tunings. Every instrument has its standard tuning that most songs on that instrument may be recorded with. But, of course, there is a whole world of alternative tunings that provide a whole new level of sound for each instrument, and we're going to be taking a look at some of those.
I remember seeing Joni Mitchell in concert a long time ago, and she had about 27 guitars because each one had a different open tuning. What's the benefit of using an alternative tuning on an instrument?
Well, a lot of musicians will find that it really frees you up, sort of breaks you out of that box of what you get used to playing or how you get used to presenting your instrument.
Is that part of the music lesson that are offered at Herzog?
Well, sort of. We offer individual lessons, ukulele, violin, banjo, lap steel, guitar. But in addition to that, certainly the larger curriculum picture is that we have a series of these events that are free and open to the public, almost offering our space as a hub for the music community to meet and discuss some of these bigger picture concepts in a group setting. And we're, happy to see that happening.
Is the alternative tuning workshop only for guitar?
I believe Marjorie is going to be exploring, of course, guitar, but then also mandolin and ukulele and some other instruments as well.
And should participants bring their instruments there? Or are you going to have instruments they can pick up and jam on?
I think we'll have plenty there, but then she's also encouraged folks to bring their own.
That's the alternative tuning workshop. So you've got the toddler jam, the Cincinnati Candy, alternative tuning workshop, all things happening in January, plus some other things. The events calendar is just packed. And then coming up, you've got a couple of concerts, right?
Oh, yeah. Looking toward February, we have February 9th will be the anniversary of one of the Beatles' appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show. Local band The Newbies have a wonderful tribute act that they travel all over the country to present. We've asked them, Jeff and Misty Perholtz, to stop by, and that will be what we call a Herzog Harmony premium ticketed event where they will go over the songs that were performed by the Beatles at that television show appearance. They're going to share a little bit of their experiences performing, working as a successful tribute band, and then a little bit educational mode going into how the songs were structured and how that they approach playing the songs.
And later on, you've got something completely different with Rich Hordinsky and the Mitchells.
Yes, yes. The Mitchells with Rich Hordinsky and strings, which is going to be another premium Herzog Harmony ticketed event. And that will actually be a 1 p.m. event, Saturday afternoon, 1 p.m., February the 17th. Again, of course, all ages. We love to see events that we're putting on ourselves and presenting, and we especially love when people come to us wanting to use the space, because what's important to us is that the local music community sees this place not only for its history, not only for a place to buy a pack of strings, and especially a place that they can present their own ideas and share their ideas with fellow musicians. And then double especially when we get the kids in there and you can see the next generation picking up a guitar for the first time.
My guest is Bill Furby with Herzog Music. Bill, how did you get involved with Herzog?
I had been a volunteer with the nonprofit foundation for a number of years. I always liked to help with the events that we would have in the space and sharing that story. And as we began discussing what to do about Herzog Music, and then eventually it landed downstairs in the space, I really wanted to make sure that I was able to devote myself to ensuring that these events for the community not only continue, but as I said, amplify quite a bit.
And where again is Herzog Music located?
Herzog Music is located at 811 Race Street. That's downtown Cincinnati, the first music store in downtown Cincinnati in decades, by the way. We were happy to find that out when we started realizing that this was going to happen. We're directly across the street from the Phoenix Hotel.
What about parking?
There are two pay lots right adjacent to our storefront. There's usually plenty of street parking as well.
As Herzog Music begins its first full calendar year in business, the events calendar is chock full. Just a couple things on the agenda coming up. It's the Toddler Jam. When's that again, Bill?
Saturday, January 13th, the Toddler Jam with Augie and Sean Guile.
On the 18th, it's the Cincinnati Candy.
Yes, a sweet history book event with author Dan Wallert.
And on the 25th, the Alternative Tuning Workshop. In February, it's Being the Beatles with the Newbies, or at least two of the Newbies.
And yeah.
Later on, the Mitchells with Rich Hordinsky and a string section. Information on all of the events and a link to their website can be found on our website, wvxu.org. It's Herzog Music, where history plays beautifully. 811 Ray Street, downtown Cincinnati. My guest has been Bill Furby. Bill, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Elaine.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.